When, Platon, that baby gorilla is so gently playing with that baby human, are we dealing here simply with an instinct, or are we dealing with something that could reasonably be called intelligence?
Probably both. These both social animals, the human child and the gorilla child, have all the instinct mechanisms to want to reach out, expand their sphere, to include more of their own kind. All the instincts for social bonding are there. It's probably a real reward for both to be in each other's company. They're not solitary species. They're at an age where this kind of contact is very important, both for psychological and even physical survival. So we're seeing two almost human primates, in terms of a young child and a young gorilla, really growing up together.
All right, Mr. Linden, tell me what you believe about animal intelligence, if you want, limit it just to apes.
Well, I believe that evolution in creating human intelligence probably experimented with several prototypes, that we are the product of evolutionary forces. Those same forces acted on other apes and acted on other animals. Dolphins, some people believe, have a high degree of intelligence. I think the problem with determining whether apes or any other animal are intelligent is that intelligence, like language, is a moving target. There is no consensus as to what exactly intelligence is.
All right, but that's begging the question a little bit. I mean, I think we could probably agree on certain basic definitions of intelligence. For example, the ability to master any kind of abstract thought. Do you believe that any animal has that ability?
Yes, I think animals have that ability to a degree. I mean, that's, I think, the sticking point.
Give me an example.
Well, my familiarity is with the language experiments, but when an animal is blamed for breaking something and is worried about it and lies and says that it, for instance, Coco once was confronted with a broken sink.
Coco is a
lowland gorilla who's part of a long term language experiment being run by Penny Patterson. And when Penny demanded whether she broke, asked whether she'd broken the sink, Coco replied that Kate sink bad, blaming the broken sink on another trainer who had been there, who weighed about 80 pounds and clearly couldn't have broken the sink.
All right, now let me stop you for 1 second. And Dr. Beck, would you call that intelligence, or would you call that a conditioned response?
There's no doubt that the great apes are exquisitely sensitive to conditioning. Their own social communication must pick up the most sensitive verbal and nonverbal cues, posture cues, and probably make some very strong associations with them for their own survival in the social and pack setting. How one is going to distinguish the kind of social cues that the gorilla has with a human being and compare that to human language is, of course, a major controversy now.
Where do you come down on that controversy?
The point is, there's no doubt there's a relationship and communication takes place. Much of, I think, animal intelligence comes from the human input more than the animal input in our ability to both train and share our knowledge with animals and read the fine conditioning that animals can have and our ability to...
But how different is that from what we do with a child? In other words, you have adult input and you have the reading by the adult of the child. Is the child really saying, Mama, Papa, maybe, maybe not? But in the early stages, we believe it, and eventually it is so.
Right. And whether whether gorilla language ever goes beyond that early stage of communication... is, I suppose, one of the major controversies, and maybe one of the definitions of intelligence is for it to grow beyond that early stage and even be interpretable and understandable outside the immediate context by, say, a third person watching what's going on.
What's your best evidence, the best evidence you have found over the years, that leads you to believe that there is such a thing as animal intelligence?
Well, I think the evidence that I find most convincing is when the apes are obstreperous and refuse to do what the humans want them to do. When Lana, who was taught a token language down in Atlanta, was being frustrated by her trainer, Tim Gill, at one point she typed the phrase, "Tim, get out," telling Tim to get out of the studio where they were working, and that was not something that Tim was prompting for or cueing for, as Dr. Beck suggested earlier. Or when Coco, who was frustrated by the endless drills that she was forced to do, the very first sign she learned to make was a drink sign made something like this or like that. And once when one of the assistants said, "How do you make the sign drink?" She made it in her ear like this, and she was grinning. Now, was that an error since it was a sign she knew better than any other sign in her vocabulary, or was she purposely poking her nose at the drills? Or when...